Parshas Vayakel. We often discuss in this shiur the upcoming Yamim Tovim. We always say that the best way to really celebrate any Yom Tov is by preparing for it. Ironically or paradoxically, Shabbos, which comes more often than any Yom Tov, we in a way prepare for least. We always hear during Elul plenty of shiurim and drashas about the Hoshana and then about Sukkot. Inevitably, we're already starting to prepare for Purim and then Pesach, Shavuos. Shabbos comes every week, and it's less frequent that we discuss the subject and the topic of Shabbos. But of course, this week in Parshas Vayakel, in addition to last week, Parshas Kisiso, right at the beginning of the parsha, we find the inyan of Shabbos. Sheishes yomim te'osem elocho ubayoyim ashvi yelochem kodesh. For 6 days you should do work or have work done for you, and on the seventh, yelochem kodesh, Shabbos shabbosin lashem. That's the holy day of Shabbos. As an example, the Torah says, lois tevaru eish b'chol moish v'seichem. You should not ignite a fire in all of your dwelling places b'yoyim ha-Shabbos. Immediately following that commandment, we find once again at great length the tzibui of the Melechet HaMishkan. So there clearly is, here in Parshas Vayakel and in other places as well, a juxtapositioning between the mitzvahs of Shabbos and also of the Binyan HaMishkan. And Chazal, as we know, pick up on this, and Chazal tell us that this is to teach us that even though there is a mitzvah indeed, v'asuli mikdosh, there is a mitzvah to build the Mishkan, but it does not override Shabbos. Einoi deicha Shabbos. We don't build the Beis HaMikdosh on Shabbos. And that's why there's this juxtapositioning, to tell you, yes, build the Mishkan, but don't forget the mitzvah of Shabbos. And that's something that I think we should ought to look at for a moment or two. Why indeed is it not deicha Shabbos? If the Torah needs to tell you that it's not, clearly there was a room to think not that way. There was a Havamina to think that it should be Deicha Shabbos, and we could all understand the Havamina. After all, the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bayis, what could be more important, what could be a greater the mitzvah than building the Beis HaMikdash? So the Torah, no, it doesn't override Shabbos. And that's our first question tonight. Why indeed is it not Deicha Shabbos? Secondly, I think it's worth picking up on, lo yisavaru eish b'chol moish v'yisteichem. What does that mean? It doesn't say in the Torah you have to eat matzah wherever you are. You have to shake lulav wherever you are. You have to blow shofar wherever you are. Lo yisavaru eish b'yom ha-Shabbos. B'chol would have sufficed. Don't light a fire. Where? Wherever you are. It's Shabbos. What does the Torah mean to add b'chol moish v'yisteichem, in every place that you are? Second question. Third question is, the Shulchan Aruch tells us in Siman Kuf Pei that the minhag is that one covers the knife when you bench. At the end of the meal, you've had bread, you say Birkas Hamazon, and you cover the knife. By the way, in parenthesis, the Aruch HaShulchan says that for whatever reason, it's not our custom nowadays. But either way, the Shulchan Aruch says this is the minhag, and the Shulchan Aruch concludes by saying that, however, on Shabbos, there is no such custom. On Shabbos, you don't need to cover the knife. All rather vague. If you look in the Makairos, you open the Beis Yosef, you'll see the following. The Beis Yosef says, where does this minhag come from? Why is it we have to cover the knife at the time of benching? The Beis Yosef says there's two reasons. One reason is because when you bench, which is an act of avodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shulchan, your table, is considered like a mizbeach in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's actually based on the Gemara Chagiga. The shulchan is deimut a mizbeach. And we know that you are not allowed to construct the mizbeach. The Torah says in Parshas Kisavu, lo yisonif aleihem barzel. Don't use a metal instrument to construct the mizbeach. Why not? Because metal is essentially a lethal weapon, a dangerous implement, and it's there and it shortens the life of man. Whereas the Mizbeach, which is there as an atonement for people, is there to elongate, it's there to be marich chayim, not to shorten it. Therefore the two are antithetical. Don't build a Mizbeach with barzel. tells the Beis Yosef, in order to remind us of that halacha, when you're benching, your shulchan is like the mizbeach, therefore make sure there's no knives around. Cover the knives. You could in theory ask, well, why didn't you just take it off the table? But either way, cover it up, because you don't build the mizbeach with barazel, the shulchan is doomed to the mizbeach, and therefore you don't build it with barazel, you cover the knife. So why is Shabbos an exception? Says the Beis Yosef, it's very obvious, because on Shabbos you anyway don't build the mizbeach. As we just said, you don't build the Beis HaMikdash when you have the Kelim on Shabbos, and therefore this whole reason doesn't apply on Shabbos. Fine, that's all fine. Says the Beis Yosef, there's another reason. There was once a story. Brings from Rabbeinu Simcha. Gedolei HaRishonim. There was a story in which somebody was benching, and when he arrived at the bracha of Boine Yerushalayim, he was so distressed about the Beis HaMikdash and the Churban Beis HaMikdash that he took the nearest knife which was lying on the table and he killed himself, he stabbed himself to death. So that Chas V'Shalom, that should never happen again, we cover the knife at the time of benching. So what's the obvious question? Beis Yosef asks this question, it's why is Shabbos different? Says the Beis Yosef, I have no one, Beis Yosef says that Ein Tam L'Chalik. He says, what should I tell you? The meaning is that on Shabbos we don't cover the knife. He says, according to the first reason, it makes absolute sense. Because you don't build a mizbeach, that's not applicable on Shabbos, because you anyway don't build a mizbeach on Shabbos. But if it's because of this story that somebody killed themselves, they were so distressed over Boini Yerushalayim, why is Shabbos different? So the Beis Yosef, I have no idea. He says, it's a meaning of Klal Yisrael. Comes along the Taz, and the Taz says the following words. I'll tell you why Shabbos is different. Because the Maaseh happens on a weekday. Therefore, Chazal will only go on a weekday and not on Shabbos. As Kaam Dibrei HaTaz. I saw this Taz just last week. Chayim makes no sense. It happened on a weekday. It happened on a Tuesday, so maybe only make the Gzeira on a Tuesday. He happens to have a scrambled egg for Shabbos. Maybe she only makes a Gzeira when he has a scrambled egg. Maybe it was raining outside. It happened to have been on a weekday. I mean, there's a 6 out of 7 chance it's going to be on a weekday. What does the Taz mean? It happened on a weekday, so the Gzeir is only on a weekday. Dumia de Maestro Shahaya. What does that mean? It's implicit, it must be in the Taz, that what the Taz really means to say, and this is what we're going to try and explain, Be'ez Hashem, the fact that it happened to be on a weekday is in fact not coincidental. That's an integral part of this story. It's not it so happened to be on a weekday. Otherwise, L'cheira Divrei HaTaz, Eino Muvonim, Kala Kala, doesn't make any sense. Fourth point is, we know that when Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, like it is actually this year, if we still have a Tisha B'Av, we don't fast. Pushed off, Eino Avedos for Shabbos. We need to understand this. When Yom Kippur is Chal on Shabbos, we do fast on Shabbos. You see, there can be a precedent for fasting on Shabbos, besides for the mitzvah to eat is not necessarily a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a chiddush of the Taz. So Tisha B'Av, such a major, major day in our calendar, why should we perhaps not fast on Shabbos? Those are the four points that I think perhaps need looking at tonight. Number one, we said the juxtapositioning of the mitzvah of the Shabbos and of the Mishkan. We do not build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, and our question was, why not? Beis HaMikdash, you would have thought, is a phenomenally important mitzvah. Number two, what does it mean? B'choyel Moish V'Seichem. Lois Leva'aloish B'choyel Moish V'Seichem. Number three, what on earth does the Taz mean that this person stabbed himself on a weekday, that we only make the Gzeira on a weekday? Why is that an important detail in the story? That's what it happened to me. And fourthly, when Tisha B'Av is Chal on Shabbos, why indeed do we not fast? So, maybe, as a suggestion, maybe it's possible to suggest the following. We need to stop and think for a moment, what was the Beis HaMikdash, what was the Mishkan all about? So we turn to Parshas Truma, right in the beginning, and the Torah tells us, the famous pasuk, V'asu li mikdash. You should build for me a mikdash. Why? V'shachanti b'seichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, there my shechina will reside. We mustn't obviously look at this in a superficial way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is homeless and he needs a place to reside in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need a place for his Shechina to reside. We need the Beis HaMikdash. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Beroiv Chastoi, allows us to, as it were, house HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I allow you to build a Beis HaMikdash for me, so that my Shechina will there reside. That's the yisoid of the mitzvah of the mishkan. Why is that important for us? What does that mean that we need the Beis HaMikdash? So we open Chazal every which way we look, and we see the phenomenal hashpah, the shefa, the chibur. What was to be gained by the Beis HaMikdash was immense. That was our connection point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Three times a year you came to the Oyle Regal, and that was your injection for the year. And we're learning in the mornings the sugyas of Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It says you're Shoev in Ruach HaKodesh, the Oyle Regal, the Korbanos, the Avodah. The Hashras HaShchina here in this world enables us, as it were, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it, we need it. During the week, where we're all busy plowing the field and reaping all of the produce and checking our emails and answering phones, we're too busy because we're oisek in gashmias. It's not impossible, but it's much harder then to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We have all our tirdas and our tirchas. Says the Torah, there's one day a week where you'll reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no gashmis, there's no working, there's no malachas on Shabbos whatsoever. This is where you reconnect once a week to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, Shabbos is in fact the Beis HaMikdash. The purpose of Shabbos and the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash are one. It's a day where there's no malachas. There's no Esek in Gashmias, and rather we reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, Shabbos, Le'enul Hashem. You reconnect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you stop and think, you'll see there are phenomenal amounts of parallels between Shabbos and the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, every single element almost in the Beis HaMikdash you'll find on Shabbos. Let's take a look. You enter the Beis HaMikdash. So what would you see in the Beis HaMikdash? All the Kalim. First you'd see the Menorah. Hadlokas Neiros. What do we have on Shabbos? Hadlokas Neiros. Then you'd see next to it, there's a Mizbeach. What's the purpose of the Mizbeach? Kapora. Says the Gemara on Shabbos, every Shabbos, two Malachim accompany you home. They put their hands on your head and they say, V'sor avoynecho v'chatoshecho techupar. You'll be zeichet to a kapora of your averis on Shabbos. Just like the Mizbeach. What specifically was on the Mizbeach inside? The Keteres, the fragrance, the Besomim, says the Gemara in Shabbos, the Megimel on the base, there's a minhag to be Misvasein Bereach Toi, one should have a pleasant odor on Shabbos. What went on the other Mizbeach? Bosor, for the Nesochim, Yayin, on Mitzvah, on Shabbos, we drink Yayin, we eat Bosor. The parallels are non-stop. You go into the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, there was a Shulchan. What was on the Shulchan? The Lechem. On Shabbos, we have Lechem Mishnah. You entered the Beis HaMikdash, you could only enter with special begodim. Big day Kodesh. Comes to Shabbos, we wear special begodim. Long before entering the Beis HaMikdash, there was a kiyoy. You have to wash your hands, v'yadayim v'raglayim. We have a tanai, we have a takana before Shabbos, there's a takana, you have a rechitza before Shabbos, you have to wash before Shabbos. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was shiro v'zimro. On Shabbos, we have shiros v'zimros. The Shla writes in one place in Chulin, Shabbos hu Kodesh Kodshim. Shabbos hu Kodesh Kodshim. The Kodesh Kodshim was in the Beis HaMikdash. The parallels are obvious. Every aspect of the Beis HaMikdash, the Lechem, the Yayin, the Bos, the Karbonos, the Kaborah, the Rechitza, the Begodim, everything, the Kedusha, is all there on Shabbos as well. Shabbos is the Bechina of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the case. Let's go back to our question in reverse order. On Tisha B'Av, Chal B'Shabbos, no Avelis. Why is there no Avelis? Why wouldn't you mourn for the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos? And the answer is because you have a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. you're lacking the Beis HaMikdash less. You can attach yourself. You can be miscarried to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shabbos in a similar way to that in the Beis HaMikdash. Because there's no mocking for our Avelus. We've said many, many times, all of our Yomim Tovim, without exception, are not to commemorate events of the past. It's a very non-Jewish aspect, very non-Jewish way of thinking. We don't commemorate things, we relive them. We relive them. Come to Rosh Hashanah, we say, Hayoyim Haras Olam. We come to Pesach and we say, you have to view yourself, Ki'ilu Yotso Mimitzrayim. And the Rambam adds the famous words, Ki'ilu Yotso Achshav Mimitzrayim. You're not commemorating something that happened thousands of years ago, you're reliving it right now. Some of you may remember the Golders Green contingent. You remember my wife's uncle, Sammy Homburger, Oliver Sholem. He was once repainting his house in Golders Green, not him himself, he had workers doing it for him. And he told this non-Jewish worker, he said, listen, if I could just ask when you repaint the house, if you could just leave a small square by the front door, non-painted, just leave it bare. Not painted at all, nothing at all. He said, why would you want that? It looks so ugly. He said, yeah, that's the whole point. We had a temple 2,000 years ago when it got destroyed, and therefore we have a Zeich of a Churban. So he said, this Gosha worker said to my uncle, he said, you Jews, why can't you just let bygones be bygones? The answer is, the Goy is 100% right. Were it to be bygones, we would indeed let them be bygones. It's not bygones, it's current events. We're missing the Beis HaMikdash now. It's not a commemoration of something that was. So when it comes to Shabbos, right now we have the Beis HaMikdash. We have the Beis HaMikdash. It comes to Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av is put aside. There's no mourning for the Beis HaMikdash when you have it on Shabbos. And I think that's what the Taz means. This fellow took the knife and he stabbed himself because he was so distressed. Says the Taz, the story happens on a weekday, so the Gzeir is only on a weekday. We said, alright, so happened to be on a weekday. No. The Taz means it could only have happened on a weekday. On Shabbos, this story could never have happened. Because there was no room for Avelus in the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. The fact that it was weekday wasn't a coincidental detail of the story. It was inherent to the whole story. That's what the Taz means. Which day was it? Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday? That's completely not relevant to the story. But the fact that it was weekday is a crucial point in this story. On the weekday, it's very difficult to be mischaber to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the same way that you can on Shabbos, because we're lacking the Beis HaMikdash. He was so distressed, he took the knife and killed himself. But on Shabbos, there's no avelus for the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos, because you have the Beis HaMikdash. And maybe that's what the Torah means. Lo yisdevaru eish b'chol moish v'yiseichem. Everywhere. Everywhere you go, you have a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Unlike the Beis HaMikdash itself, which is limited to one place. That's the milah of Shabbos. Wherever you go, you take the Beis HaMikdash with you. So we ask, why is Binyan Beis HaMikdash not Doicha Shabbos? The answer is because you have a Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. In fact, you have a superior Beis HaMikdash because you're not limited to one place like the Beis HaMikdash is. Shabbos is b'chol moishei seichem. When you're the North Pole or the South Pole, wherever you are, you have the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos. Therefore, it's absurd to go and build the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos when you have one already, wherever you are. To the contrary, everything that we avoid on Shabbos, the lametes malachas, are all derived from the Mishkan. Those malachas that constructed the Mishkan are those that we avoid. Because that's the whole point. Steer clear. No necessity on Shabbos. Bishul, Beira, Binyan, Tzeder, it's all irrelevant. Those are necessary to build the Beis HaMikdash, but not today because you have one anyway. You have one anyway. So when the Gemara in Shabbos tells us that Avkuf Yotes on the base, Leichorva Yerushalayim, Elo b'shvil shechilulu es ha-Shabbos. Why was Yerushalayim, meaning why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because they were Mechalal Shabbos. What's the connection? According to what we explained, they're absolutely connected. Ah, you Mechalal Shabbos? You don't want Hashras Hashchena? Fine, you don't need Beis HaMikdash. Very simple equation. How do you get the Beis HaMikdash back? Say Chazal, if Klal Yisrael would keep Shabbos, two Shabbos, you'd have the Beis HaMikdash back. Two sides of the coin, it's so obvious. If you're Mechalal Shabbos, you clearly demonstrate we don't need Hashras Hashchena. I want to do Melacha every day, even on Shabbos. Ah, so you don't want to connect to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam? Churban Beis HaMikdash. But you keep Shabbos. Ah, you're looking for Hashras Hashchena. Then indeed you can be Zeicha to the Beis HaMikdash and Geula. And that is the Inyan of Shabbos. That is the Inyan of Shabbos. When we say in this Zemiris, which is also based on the Gemara in Brachas, Ne'ein Olam Abo. What's Olam Abo? As Chazal tell us, there's no eating, there's no drinking, Tzadikim, Yeshvim, Ba'atreseim, Bereshom, Ne'enim Miziv Hashchino. That's what Olam Abo is all about. That's what Shabbos is as well. Tzve'ein Olam Abo. Tzve'ein Olam Abo. And that's why if you look at all the Zemiris and so much of davening, what's the recurring theme? Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, Beis HaMikdash, time and time and time again. Tomorrow night, Mitzvah Hashem, we will be singing. When it comes to Lachadoidi, Mikdash Melech Ir Melucha. And we'll go on to all of our Zemiris. Kol Makadei Shabbos HaMachakim BeBinyan Ariel. Samchein BeBinyan Sholim. LeMikdosheich Tuv LeKodesh Kuchin. Chadesh Mikdosheinu Zocha Necharevis. Yibone HaMikdash, again and again. That's what we talk about, the Beis HaMikdash, because that's the Yesod of Shabbos. So much so, that Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, in his epic work, the Yaris Devash, writes, Ulochein, and these words now have extra meaning, I think. Ulochein, he writes, Bekol Mokoyim, one just echoes the words, Bekol Moshevei Seichem, Bekol Mokoyim Shemeshabrim Shabbos Kuro'u, any place that you keep Shabbos properly, Yesh Kedushas Vashras Shechina. There it is, Hashras Shechina. That's mamash the Beis HaMikdash. But yeah, Bekol Mokoyim. It's mamash echoes the words of the Pasuk. Bekol Moshevei Seichem. It's not limited to any particular place, like the Beis HaMikdash itself was. And he says, therefore, in conclusion, Ulochein, you have to behave like you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Mo'oid yesh li zohir b'shabbos. One has to be very careful on Shabbos. Ba'asokov, v'diburov, v'inyonov. There's halachas, how you walk on Shabbos. How you talk on Shabbos. It's a different day. Today is the day of Shechina. Ka'oimed lefnei Hashem, he writes. That's what Shabbos is all about. Ka'oimed lefnei Hashem. There is a terrible story, tragic story in a way. I once heard a Rebbe in a cheder says to his boys in his class, fine, we're going to react. Who wants to do drama today? We're doing acting today in class, the Shabbos table. Look, who wants to be the Shabbos daddy? One boy picks up his hand, me. Fine, he's the daddy, he's the mommy, he's the boy, the girl, everyone has their part to play. They put him at the top of the table, fine, no. How are you a Shabbos daddy? So he sits there, he says, bring me the food. And after a while, bring me the drink. And he says, here, bring me a newspaper. Opens it up, slumps in his chair, and he pretends to fall asleep. That's the Shabbos that he saw at home. That's the Shabbos that he saw at home. So for him, that's what he reenacted in school. Shabbos means you take the newspaper, read the latest news, and eventually you fall asleep. That's the Shabbos Bo Menucha. That's the Me'ein Olam Haba. After 120, you'll come upstairs. No, where's my Olam Haba? Here's a newspaper. That's the way you behaved on Shabbos. Yeah, this is Olam Haba proper. You have a big newspaper. That's what Shabbos is all about. That's the Yesod of Shabbos. The Yesod of Shabbos is, however important the Beis HaMikdash is, that you can have Shabbos wherever you go. You can have the Beis HaMikdash every single week. There's no mokoyim for avelus on the Beis HaMikdash on Shabbos because you have one. Not commemorating one, it's not bygones. You have a Beis HaMikdash now. But I think we can add one more point. There is a phenomenal Chasam Sefer in Parshas Kisisa. In Parshas Kisisa, in Perek Lamed Aleph, in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Torah writes the following. Davro b'nei Yisrael, again, ach es shabsoi sai tishmoiru, gal b'shabas. Ki oisi, this is the sign, b'ini o b'ineichem, l'doyro yiseichem, forever, lo da'as. Now listen to these words. Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Ani Hashem mekadishchem. Says the Chassam Sofer the following very simple cheshbon. Ach, es shavsoi sai tishmoiru. What does ach mean? Ach is always a limit. There's a limitation. Keep Shabbos, but not always. There's a limitation. When do you not have to keep Shabbos? What's Deicha Shabbos? Only one thing. Saving a life, Pikuach Nefesh. Of who? Not of a goy. If you save a goy's life, it's Chilul Shabbos. This is Abel, the Gemara says. Says the Chassam Sofer, 1 second. Let me read you the words. The words are mind-blowing. Says the Chassam Sofer, Melechet HaMishkan is Inyan Godoil Ma'oid. Build a base of Mikdash or a phenomenal mitzvah. You bring a Hashorat Hashin into this world. But Afopi came, and nonetheless it gets pushed aside for the Shabbos. So obviously Shabbos is even greater than Beis HaMikdash. U'b'chol zois, Shabbos in turn is pushed aside b'nei b'koach nefesh. Muchach, says the Chassam Sofer, ki g'doyla k'dushas Yisrael, yoyser kadosh than the Shabbos. Very simple question. Mishkan is first on the list. Shabbos trumps the Beis HaMikdash. And saving the life of Nefesh Achas Mi'Yisrael outdoes the Shabbos as well. V'zeh, says the Chassam Sofer, kamo azo, how powerful Ahavas HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael. As great as the Beis HaMikdash is, Shabbos is greater. Saving the life of one Jew is greater yet. We paskan halacha l'maisa. If somebody, Rachmana Litzlan, is in a situation of Pekuach Nefesh, you could save him. But you could only prolong his life by 1 minute. Your machalo Shabbos do'iraisa. Chayei shalom. 1 minute! 1 second! As my wife's grandfather, Jacobowitz, once said, so the non-Jewish way of looking at life is, what's life all about? Accruing things. How much money, how many houses, how many cars, how much wealth, how much power can I accrue? That's the aim of the game. Whoever finishes with the most is the winner. So for how do they define path of life? What can be done in a minute? Not much. Not much. Therefore life doesn't have much value if it's just chayei shor. But he said if we view life as of infinite value, nitzchias, every part of infinity is also infinity. That's why we machal of Shabbos, even to save the life of a Jew just for a moment. That's the infinite value. That's more choviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the entire Shabbos, which is more choviv than the entire vineyard of Beis HaMikdash, which is the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Says the Chassam Sofer in conclusion, that's what the Pasuk means. V'zeh, when it says, Ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, ikka kedushosi, Hu bochem. The main kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to be found in you. Do you know what he means by that? He means there's a pasuk in Yirmiyahu, a famous pasuk in Yirmiyahu, where the Navi came to the Klal Yisrael and he said, "Al tiftuchu lochem el divrei hashekeh." Don't believe the Nevi'ei Sheker. Leimor, now listen to these words. Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heichal Hashem, Heimo. Sounds like a bit of a tautologist tongue twister. Says the Malbim, follow. Don't believe the Nevi'ei Sheker. This is what Yirmiyahu was warning them. Who tells you that you know why it's the Heichal Hashem? Why is the Beis HaMikdash so precious? Because it's the Heichal Hashem. No. Come. Heichal Hashem, Heimo. They, Klal Yisrael, they are the Heichal Hashem. Far more important than the Beis HaMikdash. every Jew is a living, moving, walking, talking Beis HaMikdash. And this now brings everything to a full circle. How did we begin? What's the Mishkan all about? Va'asu li mikdash v'shachanti b'sei chom, sei chazal, b'sei choy loy ne'ema. Doesn't say I will reside in it, I will reside in them, in every one of them. Because every one of them is a Beis HaMikdash. That's what the Chassam Sefer means over here. As important as the Beis HaMikdash is, but it's limited to a particular place. Shabbos outruns the Beis HaMikdash. Why? It's the whole Mishvei Seichem. But it's one day a week. Nefesh Achas B'Yisrael. He is Heichal Hashem. He is the living Beis HaMikdash. Not governed by time or space, any place or any time. Maybe top of the list. So when I saw the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Heichal Hashem, I thought that must be pshat in the Chassam Sefer. So I'll tell you a little secret. I did a bit of a cheat. Bar Ilan project. Indispensable. Typed in a few words and I found a Chassam Sefer in Shabbos of Samach Tes on this. Where he says the same verse again. He says an amazing thing. Beis HaMikdash is so great. And yet Shabbos is Deicha the Beis HaMikdash. And then he says, but the Nefesh Achas Miyisrael, one Jew is Deicha the Shabbos. He says, you know why? Lo da'as ki ani Hashem mekadishchem. Lo imar, kedushaschem adifa. Your kedusha is odif, ki heichal Hashem heimo. That's the possibility in Yirmiyah. That's what he's quoting. Ki heichal Hashem heimo. You are the heichal Hashem. Therefore it cannot be that you are less important than the Shabbos, if the Shabbos is more important than the Beis HaMikdash, and you are a living Beis HaMikdash, then obviously you're the top of the tree. And that's therefore the keshel between Pashas Kisisa and Pashas Vayakel. So in conclusion, what it turns out is that number one, Shabbos is itself the bechina of the Beis HaMikdash, and this can be and should be experienced every single week. As we saw, there are a number of comparisons in every aspect of Shabbos, what we eat and what we drink and what we dress and what we have a rechitza, we have besomim and boso and yayin and lechem, and every aspect of Shabbos is like the Beis HaMikdash, because we reconnect to the Rebbeinu Shalom, and as the Yaris Devash said, this is the way we have to behave on Shabbos. The extra point that the Chassam Sefer is being megalit to us is that however important the Shabbos is, it is the Beis HaMikdash, it's b'chol moishvei seichem. But it's not as great as Nefesh Achas Miyisrael. Nefesh Achas Miyisrael is even greater yet. Why? Because Heichal Hashem Heima. He indeed is the Beis HaMikdash. Not on a particular place, and not on a particular time. Any place at any time. This is the story of this week's parasha. Nefesh Beis Hashem, which be Zeicha. As Klal Yisrael's Chazal promised us, Klal Yisrael will be Nigal, and Molei Leizochu Yisrael, Lishmar Shei Shabbosos, will be Shemesh, two Shabbosos, will be Zeicha then, so the Beis HaMikdash may be the Herod Yomeinu.